Father in heaven, we give glory and honor to your Son, Christ Jesus our Lord, who has bought us for you, purchased for God. We rejoice in you, and we receive today your word into our hearts that it may grow there. We ask for the Spirit to teach us, and we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Ephesians 4, as we continue the study through Ephesians, the letter, the word of God to us, Paul says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you are called. Now, we'll get to how to walk with that in just a bit, but invite you back to Ephesians 1:18. Okay? So, he's clearly referencing in this, walk worthy of the calling with which you're called. What calling? Okay? Ephesians 1:18, this is the calling. Do you see it in your scriptures? Right? Open up your word. Get it into your heart. That the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of glory of his inheritance in the saints? This calling is to be a child of God. All of the Gentile believers are adopted as children through faith in Christ Jesus. Now, God called Abraham, right? And then he called his son Isaac, and then he called Isaac's son Jacob and renames him Israel. And he says, I chose you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth. He started with one man, and out of that one man, he chose a people of God. Not because they were better than other people, but because he loved them. So in Christ Jesus, it has been made known that the blessing and promises of God, the seed of Abraham, is the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Jesus, the Messiah, if I may be that clear. And that through faith in Christ Jesus, anyone and everyone who believed and received his gospel, right, that he died on the cross and rose again, that died according to the scriptures. The scriptures contain why Jesus died, for the sin of the world. Isaiah prophesied that the Father would lay upon the Lamb of God the sin of the world. Jesus is that Lamb. And that the power of God would raise him from the dead. And all who believed him, right, to those who believed upon his name, God is salvation, Yeshua. Those that believe that God is salvation through the cross of Jesus Christ, he gave them the right or the power, not the dunamis. Because I think sometimes we would think, oh, I don't have enough power to believe. That's not true. When you receive that saving grace that you believe upon Christ Jesus, he gives you the right. It's not based off of dunamis. It's based off of a right as a child. And this is why Paul's writing to the Ephesians. The calling is child of God. The calling is a child of God with inheritance together with all of the saints, again, including those that believed in God through the faith that God started with Abraham. Now, is all Israel Israel? Yes. Bible answers that. Only believing Israel is Israel. God knows who those are. And it's very clear. As we study this today, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you. I don't know how you hear beseech, but this is an urging. So I received this today. Paul's writing to the Ephesians, and get this, one church comprised of Jews and Gentiles formerly, now brought together in oneness in Christ Jesus. The church in Ephesus consists of Jew and Gentile. Okay, do you hear that? He's been writing to them. Not just the children of Abraham are children of God by faith. And he says, likewise, the children of faith through Jesus Christ, the children of Abraham must believe in their Messiah. The Gentiles must believe in the Messiah. They all come together in one place, and it's the cross of Jesus Christ. So when Paul is beseeching them, writing from prison, but he says, I'm not in prison. I'm not a prisoner of man. I'm a prisoner of my Lord Jesus Christ. I'm in this prison for the faith of Christ Jesus our Lord. Stephen, right? Again, witnessed with his life. We call him a martyr. Paul witnessed with his imprisonment. Now, he writes Ephesians and Philippians from this cell, and he says, I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you are called. What's the calling? Child of God. How do we know how to live as a child of God? How did Jesus live? With all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering. Okay, lowliness, meekness, I like that word. Gentleness is a little bit twisted in our culture because a man who is in gentleness is considered in our culture to be effeminate and soft. That's not the meaning of the word. The meekness, or again, gentleness, the meekness is a inner strength submitted and under control of the authority of God. Or many times we'll use the phrase strength under control. Okay? Therefore, a meek man does not fly off the handle. He does not get too high or too low. He's not quick to anger. He's quick to listen. Okay? A smoking flax he would not put out. He would not kick a man when he's down. That this likeness of this meekness of Christ with all lowliness, meekness, with long-suffering. Love is patient, or love is long-suffering. I learned this weekend at the conference in Omaha that the great way to understand long-suffering, that God's love is long-suffering, is that it suffers for a long time. It's amazing. Maybe this is the one place that Greek and English line up and you don't have, like, what does this word mean? But this bearing with one another. Love bears all things. This bearing with one another. Now, here's the context for the Ephesian church. The Jews bearing with the Gentile believers, the Gentiles bearing with the Jewish believers. I like how it was said, who brought the ham sandwich to church? I can't eat that. But see, you take two peoples who had a middle wall of separation. Paul's addressed it with them. He says, in Christ Jesus, what that middle wall of separation is broken down. And he took two who were formerly separate. One was considered near to God, the other far off. And they were brought near through this blood of Jesus Christ. And that middle wall of separation, gone. So when you read Ephesians, you don't think of it this way, that Paul's got to write a separate word to the Jewish believers who are on this side of the wall. And then he's got to write a separate letter to the Gentile believers who are on this side of the wall. He says that middle wall is taken away in Christ and it's one body. Now he says unto them, walk worthy of this calling. Child of God. How did you get here? Saved by grace through faith. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now we can apply this today, being by most part, I believe all of us are Gentile believers in here. I don't know if we have any Jewish believers amongst us. But if we did, it wouldn't be any different. Because in Christ Jesus, it matters not whether you be Jew or Gentile, male, female, right? Slave or free. This cross of Jesus Christ has equalized in that he's the Son of God who came to save from sin, and he saves sinners, and that makes the rest of us. There is none righteous, no, not one, except the righteous one who came from heaven, fully man, dies on the cross, and you come to faith in Christ Jesus, and you're saved. And he puts his life into you. And you're born from above. And this is where Paul takes the church. Walk worthy of the calling with which you're called, child of God. I am a child by faith, saved, and I walk in Christ Jesus. And this is how Jesus walks, lowly, meek, loving, right? Bearing with one another in love. Now, this is an important word in the context for the Ephesians, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So when that middle wall of separation was broken down, thus making peace between two groups who were formerly would have nothing to do with each other. The Gentiles, right? The Jews would not even go and eat with Gentiles. And Peter gets put on display for the whole world and written down forever in Acts chapter 10. I'm not going to dog on Peter. Would you want your witness and testimony before everybody all the time for all ages? how many times I've had a wrong attitude towards, how God's had to adjust my prejudices. And you understand that's all that was. So now this word to the Ephesian church, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, okay, born again, the Holy Spirit. Unity is in the one Spirit that Christ, and I'm born, if my brother's born from God and I'm born from God and we have the same Spirit living in with us, God has done everything to make us one. Now, many have laid hold of this scripture outside of the context. That's bad Bible teaching. Good Bible teaching, right? Hermeneutics. Again, Kelly, you got that word, hermeneutics. Good understanding of Bible interpretation. The context. Paul's writing to the Ephesians. The context is unity of the Spirit is between the Jewish believers and the Gentile believers. We're one. Okay? There is, in the bond of peace. Well, so you got a bond. So the words of our Lord go like this, especially at the area of, we found somebody else casting out a demon in your name and they're not one of us. Which would make them stop. Remember James and John? And the Samaritans didn't receive you on the way up to Jerusalem. Can we call fire down from heaven like Elijah? You sons of thunder, right? Now, this is the context. And so I want you to catch this. The peace, the bond of peace is have salt in yourself, be at peace with one another. So I think there's enough understanding with the 40,000 Christian denominations in the world that there's no way you're going to possibly know what everybody believes and thinks and does and says, and that's not the point. Unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. You have salt in yourself. You need to know the life that you have in Christ, that you're saved, and that's the flavor of your life. I have grace. So then we can speak with words that are seasoned with grace. And when you get this understanding, this bond of peace, there's also a bond of love. So it's the Spirit. So if you take the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, you just start with the first three. This is what bonds us together, one Spirit. In the bond of love, in the bond of joy, in the bond of peace, and you can go right through the whole fruit of the Spirit. Now, that's the bond, one Spirit. Now, it's the Spirit of Christ Jesus. He's the Spirit of truth. He's the Spirit of love. 25 names in the Scripture. If you want to understand the Holy Spirit, study how He is named throughout all of Scripture. Great, great place to be at in this unity of the Spirit, because now I invite you over to 1 John 2. Now, the truth of God's word will keep you from the evil one. If you believe and receive the word of God into your heart and you trust what God says, you will detect when somebody has twisted the scriptures to you. Many men will stand up today and they will berate you over this passage that the church is not unified. And they send you on this wild goose chase to go out and accomplish a unity of all the churches. If we get everyone unified, then God's going to come back. I'm here to say unto you, that's the spirit of Antichrist. All Jesus is waiting for is the Father to say, go now. That's it. He's not waiting for us to unify. But I'll show you who is wanting to give a false unity in the world, the counterfeit Christ. 1 John 2:18, little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, and even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know it is the last hour, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. I'd say it's pretty clear that there is another spirit of Antichrist at work in the world that has infiltrated. And if you open up your eyes to see, there is a great work of changing going on in all the world religions to be accepting of everything. There is a great push in Christianity for everybody to accept the cults, accept we're one, God doesn't judge, however he accomplishes it. But you know the same thing is going on in the major religions of the world? The Hindus are having a hard time keeping Hinduism Hindu. The Buddhists are having a hard time keeping Buddhism Buddhist. The Muslims are probably the best at it. But you know what they're fighting? What is Islam? Now, because the spirit of Antichrist is doing what? Well, find your way to Revelation 17. And there's this woman that rides the beast called Mystery Babylon, Revelation 17:5. Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, the abominations of the earth. I believe what we look at in Revelation 17 and 18 is a one-world system that the Antichrist, a person, not a system, a person, okay? A person, and he will fulfill a one-world religion. Okay? How do I know it's a religion? Because everyone who wants to buy and sell, so he'll attach it to the one-world economy, and the mark of the beast would be a system, right, where you buy and sell, but you have to make it your worship, that you would worship the beast, the Antichrist, and then you would worship the dragon who gave the power unto the beast. So one-world economics, one-world religion, and then he's going to cause everybody to bow down and worship and serve him, a one-world government. So this spirit of unity, and back to now Ephesians 4, the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace is for all believers in Christ Jesus, whether they be Jewish or whether they be Gentile. Now, Satan loves to divide over tribe, tongue, people, nation. That's why wars of the nations are very, very damaging to the gospel. That's why all the false doctrines like critical race theory and all these new agey wacko stuff that Satan loves to tear people apart. I say in Christ Jesus we're one. Already. You see why there's no spirit of unity? Because if you are told you have to unify with everything, that's the spirit of Antichrist preparing the world for a one-world religion. I'm just not a part of that. I'm a part of the kingdom of God in heaven who will catch me away when Jesus comes in the clouds and he says, probably come up here. I don't know if it'll be that, but that's what I'm listening for. The trumpet sound, the voice of the archangel, that rapture. Now, as I describe this, now let's walk in this truth in the context. There is one body, one spirit, just as you were called, and one hope of your calling. Worthy of your calling, hope of your calling. What's your calling? Child of God. Through faith in Christ Jesus. Adopted one. Full-on inheritance. Does God separate inheritance by male or female? Nope. Does he separate inheritance by, well, color of skin or language? Nope. Is everybody one in Christ already? Yep. Do I sound like I'm from Fargo? Nope. Nope. See, offer this up to us. This letter in context is beautiful. Don't make it say something else. I reassure you, if you have faith in Christ Jesus and the Spirit of God has sealed you and you're born of God and you're already one with all the believers the whole world over, I don't even have to endeavor to keep that unity. The context is endeavor to keep the unity right here and with all the other believers that you meet. So again, that's where you endeavor to keep the unity. The other one's already given to you. Would you want to be unified with Islam? Would you want to be unified with Hinduism? Would you want to be unified with reincarnation when you believe in the resurrection from the dead? Would you want to believe some false doctrine that says you were a soul years ago? And no way, man. Each one, every time a baby is, again, I believe conception, that soul never before existed, comes into an existence. It's creation. Some of you have babies on ahead in heaven because they're souls. You're going to see them there. How do you accomplish such a great work in our lives except to believe the scripture? One body, one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. What's he addressing to the context of them? Jew and Gentile are one. So whether you came through the promises of Abraham as one who was named of Israel, believing, the term Jew means from Judah, they were scattered throughout the world. That's when they began to be called Jews, because they were of the southern kingdom. That's all the term is. Israel is Israel. The Jews are of Judah. They're not one. Now, are they believing? Some are. Some are not. See, this is the witness and testimony. One Lord, okay, in verse 5. So, one hope of your calling, one Lord. Jesus is Lord. If you look at that, that's not YHWH. That's not Yahweh, Yehovah. That's not the name of God. This is Jesus is Lord. How can one say Jesus is Lord except by Holy Spirit? Now, can people lie? Absolutely. So why is Paul calling him to this? He says, walk worthy of calling with which you are called. You may be able to say words, but who can walk this out? How do you walk it out? Well, you walk in love, you walk in the light, you walk in wisdom, you walk circumspectly, you walk in the Spirit. We'll get to that in chapter 5, Lord willing. If we're raptured before chapter 5, none of you are going to say, Pastor, why didn't you teach chapter 5? You're going to be with Jesus and say, and you're going to know all these things and say, wow, you got some of that stuff right when you were teaching the Bible. I mean, isn't that what it is? We're studying this out. One Lord, look at this, one faith. How can you be one? The only way you can be one is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ Jesus, has been sent into you when you believe and receive. That's the only oneness we have. But it's everything that we need. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. So are you surprised that a lot of the 40,000 denominations have separated over? You don't baptize right. Right? Stop judging me while I was judging you over how you baptize. See, one baptism. You're baptized into Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, there's a lot to that, because as you partake of Christ, you're partaking of his sufferings, you're partaking of the hope of heaven, you're partaking. But to be one baptism means we're all baptized into Christ Jesus. Now, I believe if you want to operate in that, according to the scriptures, it's believer's baptism. According to the scriptures, that those who believe and are baptized will be saved. It doesn't mean that you have to be baptized to be saved.